I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
We're still young and kicking. We're not dead. That don't make it right. I know what I see, and I know what I want is 7 billion people. What I want, smiling because there's no need to cry. What I want is an end to all the violence and spread a little love tonight. We'll spread. Mistake, they are listening. The needle's on red and the lid's about to blow. I know what I see and I know.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. It's just after 6 o'clock. Welcome to your Thursday evening. Hopefully, we can be the soundtrack to it. My name's Christian. My co-host Fleur is off playing hooky. So you got me by myself this evening, but I've got lots of great tracks to give to you. Fleur is actually taking a well-deserved evening off, and lucky her, she's checking out Trevor Noah at Just for Laughs Northwest tonight. Trevor Noah, awesome comedian, hosts The Daily Show on Comedy Central, for those that don't know. So I've seen him most recently. My roommate and I have been watching some replays of him giving Trump the gears. A lot of his content is pretty politically focused, and I'm sure he's going to give the goods tonight at Just for Laughs Northwest. I think it's at Queen Elizabeth Theater, so a great venue. So Fleur's out having some fun. But I'm going to offer up some fun to you as well here this evening. If you've never tuned in to Are You Aware, we're alternating Thursdays from 6 to 7:30 right here in this time slot, and we offer you music with a message, or we play musicians that really support social justice issues. So we're all about positivity and educating you on local, international, things that are going on around the world related to social justice and nonprofit organizations. So hopefully, for the most part, I think we inspire people and educate people, but we also play really great music, I would like to think. And that first track would fit into that category of great music. I love it. That was Diet with What I Want, which was obviously the great great chorus there from her album called When You Were King. And Diet was had an interesting start to life, born in a tent, actually, which you can't get born in too many more interesting places than that, and was raised in a small cabin in the Yukon Territories of Canada, so way up north, and has a really diverse background. She's Southern Tchone, Japanese, Tlingit, and Scottish, so a wide variety of roots, and her musical sound really embodies that diverse and unique background that she has. She actually got her start singing on the school bus, like so many of us have, and went on to acquire a degree in music. So she does have a formal music education as well, and became a published songwriter, obviously, and is based out of Vancouver now. So right here, she's a local product. Diet has released two albums. The first one, a debut album called The Breaking Point in 2010, and then that album that track was off called When You Were King, which was released in 2013. So should be some new music coming at us from Diet here soon, I would think. And apparently there is a new album in the works and should be released this winter. Sometimes things like that fall behind, but you never know. That was the aim. So great first track to start off the show. We are going to stick with another Canadian and local product. We're going to play some Horsepower. Jazlene Power, P-O-W-A-R is how you spell it, is from right here in Richmond, B.C., a rapper, and goes by the name Horsepower, and uses theatrics from Bollywood visually and sonically. So that's pretty interesting. And Horsepower started out as a slam poet in high school and made the transition to rap music. So I feel for some reason that that's a pretty easy transition to make from slam poetry to rap music. It seems pretty natural. She started off writing joke raps and now writes more honestly about things such as race and identity and empowerment. So really good message in a lot of Horsepower's material. Her debut EP was called Bollywoes. It was released in 2015. And Out to Lunch was released in 2016. And we're going to play a track from Bollywoes. This is called Queen. So this is Horsepower with Queen. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Symbolic knowledge, fuck your college. I'ma stand here, look flawless with my scar face. I'm a modest goddess, sitting in the back row, taking notes, using my moleskin notebook. Get a load of this bullshit you trying to fill my mind with, but ain't got time to listen to you whine, bitch. No, listen to me rhyme, bitch. You wanna spend your time with this chocolate cocoa that who you can ride with? Pull up to the scene.
caffeine in my mint green fan. Then we'll drop away or just wanna re-up. Reach up to the sky, heaven's high, grab a ladder, then you start to climb. I'm the giant in the beast, I ferret tail. You're a soft bitch, a ferret's tail. You're a soft bitch, a ferret's tail.
Rachel Green, Rachel Green.
What good is a king without a queen? What good is a king without a queen? Some days I'm nice and some days I'm mean. One or the other, never in between. What good is a king without a queen? What good is a king without a queen? Some days I'm nice and some days I'm mean. One or the other, never in between. I'm a really big loner, mixed with a stoner. Knock you down, I'm a bulldozer. Half drunk like Homer. When I hit the home and I don't wanna feel the sober. So I load up with a brown cup, chop it in the cup. Grown up, got the hiccups in the pickup. Full ranger, I'm in danger. Road runner, bamboo banger. I got hundreds, what you saying don't make sense. You just shaking in your boots, looking real sad cute. When you running, cause you jaded, don't forget that you stay hating. Now you lost everything you could lose.
Your tears, they will make a big sound and you'll die. Next to your old soul, and maybe you'll come back to life like a cat with 9 lives. Other than that, you're shit out of luck, so I don't even know what else to say anymore, other than the fact that we're all gonna die, so you might as well just do whatever the fuck you want.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at The Book Warehouse, Stormcrow Ale House, The Australian Boot Company, Fresh's Best Salsa and Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Tapestry Music Limited, Rufus Guitar Shop, Dentry's Irish Grill, the UBC Bookstore, On the French Hair Design, and the Bike Kitchen.
What would we do without our friends?
I hope with the highest of hopes that I never have to go back to the trap, and my days are dealing with dope. So I only spit fire and dope. So later on you can go quote my lines to your people and folk. And they say, dang, that boy be spitting that pressure, and he be smoking that pressure, and he smart as a professor. Yes sir, 25 lighters on dresser, pound of that pressure, sitting right next to, next to, next to a book and a gun. Valor the bullet, you better use one. One time for the freedom of speech, two time for the right to hold heat. Just give to the fifth of the cops in the house. Close your mouth and pray to your Jesus. That's why, cause the devil a lie. So I stay holy and high. May never get rich, but I never bitch, cause I made it here by and by.
My, y'all, I could've died, y'all. A couple times I took my eyes off the prize, y'all. I know a few people prayed for my demise, y'all. But like cream, I had to rise, y'all. Oh my, y'all, I could've died, y'all. A couple times I took my eyes off the prize, y'all.
RTJ, you're gonna need a bigger boat, boys, you're in trouble. Hey, gonna need a little hope, boys, on a double. Hey, you're mucking with a G here, she talk to me. Maybe listen to the man that barely dies his own lobotomy. Pop the tape and baby, we got shit we wrote for you. For you, can't fulfill it what a pure absence of hope can do. Only to leap through flame and rings and break the nose of cruise.
that in the wings will be the darlings. Hope they broken you. Yeah, they better hope that. I'm a full force and a cold fast. See the cold floor where I lick dirt when the dough dried and the pride died. Had a Dub Max, had a shop right. Give me 2 meals and the lights on. I'm a do right, get a new crew, make a new life. Never boo hoo, never lose sight. I'm a hoodoo with a burst heart from my old soul. Better stop drop with a squad top. We don't stop a lot. We don't talk a lot about it. We just pop it off a lot. I'm high, man. I'm a cosmonaut. Scream fuck up till I lop our bloody noggins off. I promise y'all.
I'm on my, y'all. I could've died, y'all. A couple times I took my eyes off the prize, y'all. I know a few people pray for my demise, y'all. But like cream, I had to rise, I had to rise, y'all. Oh my, y'all. I could've died, y'all. A couple times I took my eyes off the prize, y'all. I know a couple people pray for my demise, y'all. But even birds with broken wings won't fly.
When you were starting out as a writer, you were black, impoverished, homosexual. You must have said to yourself, gee, how disadvantaged can I get?
Well, no, I thought I hit the jackpot.
Oh, great.
It was so outrageous, you could not go any further, you know. It had to be, so you had to find a way to use it.
Curated by Barbara Chirinos in partnership with Viff Van City Theater, the annual Black History Month film series shines a spotlight on African North American film and history. This year's program encompasses music, political protest, spiritual, emotional, enterprise, and endeavor. The centerpiece of Black History Month at Van City Theater is the exclusive Vancouver premiere of the Academy Award-nominated documentary I Am Not Your Negro, screening from February 24th. Other highlights include Julie Dash's seminal Daughters of the Dust, the music films Molly Blues and Sign of the Times, and a new Canadian documentary about the untold history of black hockey players, Soul on Ice.
What? Whatever, man. Where are they? They're supposed to be here now. I'm waiting here. I got the bus here. I'm taking up space. Where are they at? I don't care, man. I don't care. Nomadic what? And how many? All right, well, if you say so, man, if you say so. Okay. Brazil? Okay. Yeah.
África, Brasil, diretamente do mundo frio, Canadá, é nós que tá. Nomadic Máximo, Universal Rock, do Haiti ao Canadá, do Brasil ao Iraque, vai segurando.
You and me say, yo, burn them, cause them a burn you too. Ay, run them, cause them a try fi run you, try and turn you fool on. Leave you fi dead, when they fill up you head with them dibby dibby talk and them dibby dibby walk. Watch. How you gone? You didn't know where you did. Them sin you down and pray. While them stand up and take for your food, for your spirit, pan your back house and make. Keep your cool, make them feel it, yo. Cheap for them cool and build back for your quarter. Eat for them food, stay on track, drink your water. It don't make no sense, you running after. One man's dream is the next man's disaster. Dash way in my hands of I can't feel fun. You live strong and got long about your business. Seen this, no move, no growth. Soon you guy live by your own shine. No, give me line, fit they give you mind, pan them, giddy grind. Why you losing time? I feel you pick me losing fit me, case I make harder. They moving circles, we moving forward.
We have his head on.
So we can sit on their eyes.
Time dripping like gold.
So we can unite like a ball.
All them wicked job
all. Yeah, bad man fall.
It's not Batman you should call.
No way, no way.
We moving forward.
Just like a bird.
We crashing them all.
Like the first.
man, pas me la kit, bad man, si ma team paladon. Nous m'a dit que c'est celle bonne, pas j'en bonne à la prendre. C'est le singe copie man, sort de là ou n'en cas, combien de fois notre raca des espoirs. Semble yon follow la mérite, yon coué, yon promesse, qu'un polémique, polémique, comment qu'un. Crée ton propre chemin, décoller n'en plein, défendre trois jours, sorti corps ou mon cher ou trois malins. Nomadics Africa, on voyage en bus, le bus. Customs office, get the best of us, forget the bus, bus it. On avance sous les sangs, boulet dans la foulée, laisse la vibe couler. Oublie ceux qui jouent les poules, laisse le poison les sous les roulés sur l'or, c'est pas l'objectif. Casse la boîte, sort dehors, hors subjectif, live sélectif. Connect the right projects, got a flea market full of it. Lift every rock, toute une vérité à soulever. Recto sin escala, quien nos para, palante sin pena. Sin edición, crudo, no tengas miedo, prueba. Levanta el orgullo, do you, sois toi-même, être humain libre. Je vais où le vent m'amène.
Et je fonctionne selon mes fonctions.
What's the move in this world? Serve words with nerve.
Ain't no way that the crowd can sit down.
We have his hand on.
So we can see through the devices.
Time gripping like gold.
So we can unite like a pole.
All them wicked job ball.
Be a bad man ball.
It's not that man you should call.
No way, no way.
We moving forward.
Just like a bird.
We crashing them ball.
Like the bird.
Lift your spirit and soul.
So we can all shine.
Cause we share the same goal.
Use the present day moment to recreate the past. All facts, we autograph that on wax and speed the brass. You slow the cash, now why try like wireless Wi-Fi? We connect back to back just like Echo. Pro bono de aquí hasta el sol del Rio. Nous campé collé sous eau, tant qu'ou presse grillon. Simon retracé, vérité, nous qu'elle n'a soin. Tout m'a changé, démasqué, un marché, vous ne rivez.
We have his head on.
So we can see through the devices.
I'm dripping like gold.
So we can unite like a pole.
All them wicked job hall.
Man,
you should call.
No way, no way.
We moving forward.
Just like a bird.
We crashing and fall.
Like the bird.
Whoa. Lift your spirit and soul.
So we can all shine.
Cause we share the same blood.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
You're listening to Are You Aware, music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR just before 6:30 on Thursday evening. And I was loving that last track. That was Nomadic Massive with Moving Forward. And I gotta say, their sound is pretty massive there. Loved it. It was they're rapping bilingual, which is really cool. There was English and French in there. And they are an indie group based out of Montreal. And they primarily use rap, and they've been active in the scene since about 2004, so they've been around for a while. Myself and Fleur at Are You Aware, we just came across them. So I'm going to say they're one of the rap scene in Montreal's best-kept secrets. The membership of the band has varied over the years, and also varies depending on the song that they're performing. But their ensemble includes keyboardists, rappers, some horns, saxophone, trumpets, trombone, guitarists, bass, and drums. So there must have quite a lively live act, I'm sure, by the sounds of it. Many of the members are multi-instrumentalists and trade spots on stage during their shows. And I absolutely love seeing that. I love seeing a band that switches instruments, kind of like musical chairs in a way, mid-set. I think that's so cool to see. And Nomadic Massive has lyrics that are, you know, very diverse. I said already that they sing in English and French. They also sing in Spanish, Creole, and Arabic as well. So they really do celebrate kind of a global flavor of music, and that definitely comes through in their Afro-Latin twist that has a little bit of hip-hop thrown in there as well. They've released three albums. 2006's Nomad's Land. In 2009, Nomadic Massive was released, and then The Big Band Theory was their last album, which was released last year. And they're here locally. They're coming in the summer. So they're playing District Nightclub in Victoria. So that'll be cool to check out if you're over on the island. Before that, we played Run the Jewels. They're a little more well-known as far as hip-hop acts go, and that's a little bit of sarcasm. I got to say, they're probably one of the more well-known hip-hop acts right now, but they're dropping some great music. They're American, formed in 2013 by rapper-producer LP and rapper Killer Mike. The track we just played is called Down, and it's off their latest album, Run the Jewels 3. They released their debut in 2013 as a free digital download, and they actually did that with their latest album, which was released on Christmas Eve. They released it 3 weeks early as a free digital download, and then released it, the hard copy, in January. I think it was January 17th that it was released worldwide. So they've named all of their albums Run the Jewels. So there's Run the Jewels, Run the Jewels 2, and then 3, which I like that. Hey, consistency, right? As part of the promotion for Run the Jewels 2, their second album, the duo started a Tag the Jewels movement, encouraging graffiti artists from around the world to tag their rendition of the duo's signature fist and gun hand gesture, as featured on all of their album covers. And 30 artists were invited to participate in this movement, and they created large murals. And these murals were featured on 6 different continents. So that's pretty cool. And a lighthearted remix called Meow the Jewels was released in September of 2015. And they agreed to have this album released. It's kind of an album entirely of cat sounds. And they leveraged this for a good cause, which I think is great. So they agreed to Meow the Jewels project, and they promised that proceeds would go to the families of Eric Garner and Michael Brown. And the rap duo gave $20,000 to both the Garner Way Foundation and a fund that was set up for Brown's family. The remaining profit was donated to the National Lawyers Guild's Mass Defense Committee, which is a network of lawyers, legal workers, and law students that provide legal support for political activists, protesters, and movements of social change. So Run the Jewels, you might not think that they'd be creating positive vibes in the world, but they do. Their album or their music sounds kind of harder, but it generally has a fairly at times politically conscious message. At times, I'm saying, and they're doing some good stuff out there. So I hope any Run the Jewels fans out there that are listening, I hope we taught you something new about one of your favorite acts. Sticking kind of with not directly with the hip hop genre, but going into a little bit of reggae now, which is hip hop's cousin or uncle, I'm going to say. And we're going to play one of the greats, or one from a gentleman from probably the, one of the biggest families of reggae. So we're going to play some Ziggy Marley. His actual name is David Nesta Marley, but Bob Marley, his father, which most of you would know, gave him the nickname Ziggy, which actually means little spliff, which I think is quite fitting for anyone out there that knows Bob Marley and his Rastafarian ways. So Ziggy Marley, born in 1968, so he's been doing his thing for a while, Jamaican musician and leader of the band Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers. So he's the eldest son, actually, of Bob and Rita Marley. And that's one heck of a reggae family, I got to say. Rita Marley in her own right as well. In 79, Ziggy and his siblings formed the Melody Makers, which is named after the British weekly music newspaper, and made their recording debut. Their first track was actually written by Bob Marley, their father, and had been composed 4 years earlier for them. And Bob Marley wanted to share this gift with his his children, and also through them, children around the world. All royalties from the single, which was called Children Playing in the Streets, were pledged to the United Nations to aid its efforts during the International Year of the Child. In 2014, Ziggy Marley came out with his fifth solo studio album, and it was entitled Fly Rasta. And it actually won a Grammy for Best Reggae Album at the 57th Grammy Awards. So Ziggy Marley's had his own success, over and above, obviously. It must have been hard to get out from under Bob Marley's shadows, his dad's shadows, I'm sure. But that album and that Grammy win definitely would have helped. Marley later announced his sixth solo album, which was self-titled, which was released last year. And I Am a Human, which is the track we're going to play here in a moment, was released the start of January, so the start of this year. And Ziggy Marley founded the Unlimited Resources Giving Enlightenment, also known as URGE, organization, which helps work with children, especially in Jamaica and Ethiopia. And in 2007, Marley signed on as an official supporter of Little Kids Rock as well, which is a nonprofit organization that provides free musical instruments and lessons to children in public schools in the U.S. And he has visited with children in the program and sits on the board as well. So Ziggy Marley is quite philanthropic and also plays some darn good music. So without further ado, let's play I Am a Human, which is a single released earlier this year. Here's Ziggy Marley. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
I am a human. Haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. If you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist, and I'm not a communist, I'm not a socialist, I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human. Haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reasons for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Yes, I'm a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier. I'm not a jihadist, I'm not a Buddhist, I'm not a Hindu, I'm not a white, I am a who, I'm not black, and I'm not white. Tell me if this is why we fight. I am a human, haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reasons for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist. And I'm not a communist, I'm not a socialist, I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human. Haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reasons for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Yes, I'm a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I am a human. Haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reasons for hope. Keep on holding.
am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light.
Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Wednesday, March 1st in your calendar and get over to the UBC Nest for the graduate school fair. Or do you want to study, work, or volunteer abroad? Get down to the Vancouver Convention Center on Thursday, March 2nd to visit the Study and Go Abroad fair. Both events are free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
Your memory. Russians!
That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local, and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. It's about 7:15. We're here till, or I'd say I'm here till 7:30 tonight. So hopefully you'll stick around, and we've got some good stuff coming up from No Aloha, some Kano Oberst and Crystal Castles as well. That right there though was a band called Kaleo with a track called No Good from their album A and B, and that was some nice bluesy guitar rock, some really great riffs from them. They're an Icelandic rock band that formed in 2012, released two studio albums, a self-titled one in 2013, and then A and B, which was released last year. They also have an EP to their catalog called Glass House. A and B has sold over 175,000 albums worldwide. So I'd say, you know, coming from Iceland, that's pretty good, I'd say. That's pretty successful. And their first major public appearance was at Iceland Airwaves Music Festival in 2012. And they are playing in April in Vancouver at the Orpheum. Two dates, the 4th and the 5th. And the 4th is actually sold out, and apparently only small number of tickets left apparently for the 5th as well. So get in on that if you liked Kaleo's sound. Before that, we had The Poets of Rhythm, which I loved. That song was called More Mess on My Thing from their album called Practice What You Preach. And they are a German funk band that got their start in Munich. And Practice What You Preach was released in 1994. The first single they released was called Funky Train, and that was in 1992. And it was off of that album, Practice What You Preach. And they played backup for Lyrics Born, who is a Bay Area hip-hop artist. I believe he's from Oakland or San Francisco, possibly. So they backed him on his track called I Changed My Mind, which was released in 1999, which 1999 seems like it was like forever ago, doesn't it? And it kind of was, I guess. That's 18 years ago. So The Poets of Rhythm, their third album, What Goes Round, was released in 2002, and I don't think there's been much else from them since then, but they're good enough that it's worth going back and digging into their back catalog, because they have an awesome sound. It's pretty fun. Love the little bit of horn on there. So so we played some Icelandic rock. We played a little bit of German funk. Well, we're going to come back to Canada now. Going to play a band from Toronto. They're called July Talk. Alt-rock band, formed in 2012. Released their debut album in 2012 on Sleepless Records. They've had some success here in Canada. So they've received a Juno Award for Alt-rock Album of the Year. That was in 2015. And they've their highly anticipated sophomore album, Touch, which we're going to play a track from, was released in the mid-2016, and they had some pretty decent success with their first single, which was called Push and Pull. It actually held the number one spot on the Canadian alt radio charts for more than 8 weeks last summer. And in 2014, they were involved with an initiative that took place here in Vancouver. It was called Sing It Forward, and I think it happened 3 years in a row, I believe. And it was an event that featured a number of great Canadian musicians. I think Chaos played 1 year. A number of the bands were local acts, which I think is great, right here from Vancouver. And Sing It Forward supported the local St. James Music Academy. And what St. James Music Academy did, it offers music lessons to kids that are in need. And I think this is great because music is such a powerful tool. Obviously, what we do at Are You Aware is we highlight music with a message. So music being a tool to highlight causes and really be used as a powerful tool, we believe 100% in that. So St. James Music Academy, honestly, Fleur and I think it's an amazing thing. So I wish Sing It Forward, the event, was still happening. Unfortunately, it's not. But another thing I wanted to talk about with July Talk was their lead singer, Lia Fey. I think it was a concert or show they had in somewhere in the U.S. For some reason, I feel it was in Colorado in December. During a song, she's a singer, and she was singing. And in between songs, an intoxicated man yelled, turn this down if you have any kids around, but yelled, show us your tits at her. And they actually, July Talk, stopped the show and did not continue until the man was escorted out. And I'm really impressed that they did that. And she was really stirred up by the situation and took to Twitter to post a message to this gentleman that was screaming that at her during the show. And it got a lot of attention, her message. So check out her Twitter. I think her handle is at Lia Fey. So F-A-Y is how you spell it. July Talk is currently touring in Europe. I was on their website this week, and I didn't see any Canadian dates as of yet. But hopefully they'll come to Vancouver. We'd love to obviously have a little bit of July Talk in the area. Let's give you a little taste though here. Here's July Talk with their track called Strange Habit, and this is from their latest album, which is called Touch, that was released in 2016. Enjoy.
Get that kind of thing. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
SafeAmp is putting on another all-ages show with Nick Fit, The Rambling Derelicts, Mirepoix, and Scumlade. Come to the Russian Hall to see this sweet show and pick up pieces by local visual artists. It's March 4th, starting at 7, and everyone's welcome.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. And that was Angel Olsen with Not Going to Kill You from her latest album called My Woman, which was released last year. And she has an amazing voice. Not quite the voice of an angel, but because there's a little bit of edge in there, if you know what I mean. But an absolutely fantastic voice. She's an American singer-songwriter and musician raised in St. Louis, Missouri, and has recorded and toured as a backing singer, actually, with Bonnie Prince Billy and the Cairo Gang before embarking on her own solo career. Secretly Group are releasing 100 previously unreleased songs via Bandcamp throughout Trump's first 100 days in office, and Angel Olsen is taking part in this initiative. There's some great artists taking part, including Tori Wymois and Mitski, among a number of other artists as well. And the compilation, which they are calling Our First 100 Days, aims to raise funds and awareness for organizations supporting causes that are under threat by the proposed policies of the Trump administration, which there's a number of organizations under threat by the Trump administration. So this is a tall order indeed. And the comp will also include contributions from Will Oldman, Beach Fossils, Power Bottom, Mountain Goats, AV Tear, and Nap Eyes as well. So Angel Olsen's probably one of the bigger names involved in the initiative. And among the charities supported are All Above All, which campaigns to restore and sustain abortion coverage for women on low incomes, which that's really, really important with Planned Parenthood being under such threat in the United States by Trump and his administration. Pro-immigrant charity called Cosecha, which I haven't heard of before, is being supported as well. And the People's Climate Movement. All very important initiatives and charities. We know how under threat the Environmental Protection Agency is in the United States by Trump's administration. So anything to do with immigration, the environment, or women's rights, abortion, things like that, all very important things to support right now in the United States of America because the new president is really threatening to make huge cuts to organizations that are involved in those types of things. So this compilation is actually sold in a subscription format for a minimum contribution of $30. So $30 for a really great compilation that supports some really important things that are unfortunately being, seeing cuts in the United States. This sounds like a pretty good deal, right? Angel Olsen herself, currently on tour in Europe. No dates in Vancouver right now, but I'm sure, concert season's coming up here, April, May, June. So hopefully we'll see some Angel Olsen, in Vancouver in the near future. Before that, we played No Aloha with Greenout from their album called Deluxe. They're a Canadian band from Montreal. They have a song, speaking of compilations, they have a song in the British Strummervilles compilation, which is a charity foundation of Joe Strummer's inheritors. So for those that don't know, Joe Strummer was the lead vocalist for The Clash, a really iconic band. And the Strummer Foundation gives opportunities to aspiring musicians and support to projects around the world that create social mobility through music. So another organization that really leverages music to empower others, which again, I said it earlier, we love that at Are You Aware? So they strive for prevention or relief of poverty, promote and maintain the education of the public in the art, culture, and science of music, and promote and advance the arts, including music, for the public benefit, including by the presentation of exhibitions, public events, and concerts. We've talked about the Joe Strummer Foundation before on the show. Really believe in what they're doing. You can find out more if you'd like at joestrummerfoundation.org. Get on the World Wide Web and let your fingers do some walking and find out what the foundation's all about for yourself. Next up, We've got some Connor Oberst. We're going to play a track from his latest album. Latest album called Ruminations, released in 2016. Oberst is quite a successful singer-songwriter, best known for his work in a band called Bright Eyes, which he was the lead for. Also played in several other bands, including The Desperados, Norman Baylor, Commander Venues, Park Ave, Connor Oberst and the Mystic Valley Band, and one that's a little more well-known, Monsters of Folk. And Oberst was named the best songwriter in 2008 by Rolling Stone magazine. And, you know, he really is a tremendous songwriter. As far as, I'm going to say, newer American songwriters go, I would almost say maybe he's a little bit underrated, although Rolling Stone did give him kudos. But a lot of people don't know about his songwriting. So he just announced a new album that will be coming out, early this year, I think, 2017. So it'll be called Salutations, and it is a companion piece to Ruminations, that album, which was released in October of 2016. So keep your eyes peeled for that. In 2014, unfortunately, he had to file a libel lawsuit against a woman that accused him of rape. So this was in the news, and he got a lot of bad press for it. And that's why he took her to court. She made some false statements about him, and she actually did end up retracting her statements and apologizing. However, when Oberst took her to court, he said any money that he received in compensation, he was actually going to donate any proceeds from the lawsuit to charities for victims of domestic abuse or violence. So, you know, unfortunately, he had to go through that, but I thought he was kind of making positive out of the situation by doing that. Fortunately, he got all cleaned up. But let's get back to the music. Let's play, we're going to play A Little Uncanny is the name of the song. It's off Ruminations. And this is Connor Oberst. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Started drinking the Kool-Aid, we were taking the bait, we were talking the big talk, never playing it safe. Looking good as Jane Fonda on a Vietnam tank, can't get something for nothing, have to energize your base. But she was young enough, she was blonde enough, she was about a perfect tan. Had millions of admirers, but not one single friend. And it's a little uncanny what she managed to do. Become a symbol for a pain she never knew. You know old Ronnie Reagan, he was a shoe salesman's son. He got himself in the movies, yeah, he impressed everyone. He thought trial by fire was America's fate. Made a joke of the poor people, and that made him a saint. But he was tan enough, he was rich enough, he was handsome like John Wayne. And there was no one at the country club who didn't feel the same. But it's a little uncanny what he managed to do. Got me to read those Russian authors through and through. We'll be right back.
I miss Christopher Hitchens. I miss Oliver Sacks. I miss poor Robin Williams. I miss Sylvia Plath. Every morning's a desert. Every night is a flood. They say a party can kill you, but sometimes I wish it would. But I'll get strong enough, I'll be man enough to keep myself in check. 'Cause all my friends that flew to town said that's what they expect. But it's a little uncanny what they managed to do. Made me admit to things I knew were never true.
Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
I'm not afraid to Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
Yeah, I know sometimes everyone wants to.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Foxygen with Follow the Leader from their latest album called Hang, which was released earlier this year, in January to be exact. Before that, we had Crystal Castles with Ornament. They're a great Toronto band. That album that that track was off is called Amnesty One, which was released in 2016, and it actually, proceeds from sale of that album went to supporting Amnesty International, which is a great global human rights organization. So a good initiative. That's pretty much it for the show tonight for us. We've got time for one more track. Our next show is March 9th, and just putting the word out, it's our Fun Drive show. We do this once a year. Fun Drive this year at CITR starts on March 9th and runs to the 17th. And we want you to help us raise $40,000. That's our goal this year. That was our goal last year. We reached it. This year, we're driving to shape our media, or your media to be exact. If you're supporting CITR, it's your media. So keep that date tucked away under your cap. Write it on your calendar, March 9th. It's going to be a great show. We'll have some special things going on. I think we're going to have some prizes to give away to any donors. So again, March 9th is our Fun Drive show. Our last track of the night, we're going to give you some Jim James. This song is called Here in Spirit, and it's from his latest